Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Well, very glad that Donald J. Trump is not in Ireland, but anyway, he is in North Britain. So it was just yesterday that Donald J. Trump arrived in the United Kingdom to play golf, a private visit. So there's a state visit, which is the supreme expression of amity between nations. I think it's scheduled for September when he'll meet his Britannic Majesty state visit. Probably go that horse-drawn carriage and all the rest of it. But so then there's below that says an official visit. Well, he will meet government officials, maybe even the king, but it's a private visit. But nevertheless, tacked onto that are some meetings with political leaders. So he flew into Prestwick Airport in Ayrshire. Now, as he likes to remind us, Donald J. Trump is half British. His mum was born in the Isle of Lewis. And her teacher was Douglas Murray's grandfather. Maybe that's where Trump gets some of his revolting ideas. So, yeah, Donald J. Trump is there. And I think I'm right saying 5,000 police officers are providing security, for God's sake, not just from Scotland, from Northern Ireland, from South Britain being drafted in, because there's just not enough police in Scotland, considering they have to carry out ordinary duties. And what a huge waste of resources. And that's our money. The police salaries paid for them to protect us, not him. And he's bringing his own civil service details. I remember when Bill Clinton visited Ireland in the late 90s, watching the sort of live footage of him driving in someone, about 50 of these big black SUVs is ridiculous, the overkill. I realize the head of state and has to, have his nuclear codes and stuff. So you have a vehicle for him, a couple of security ones, his doctor, and I don't know what else you have. You don't need 50. It was just beyond the beyond. Anyway, squandering public money, taxpayers, we all have to pay. I had to pay that sum of my money. I mean, he's not welcome. I don't want him here. I realize the United Kingdom is part of NATO, but so are loads of other countries. If you're going to be that difficult, don't come. All this money to try and keep one person alive. And if it wasn't so detestable, then the risk to him wouldn't be so high. I mean, honestly, would he be that much less safe with only 4,000 or 3,000 police officers? Mostly to keep the crowd back. And he is detested by a lot of people in North Britain. So we're going to be demonstrating. But attacked onto a so-called private visit to his golf courses will be meetings with the First Minister of Caledonia, that is John Swinney, and indeed the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Keir Starmer. And then he's going to go to his other one of his other golf courses on the East Coast. So he's happy to be there. But I mean, I'm surprised that far left people haven't sort of vandalized his golf courses, poured weed killer on the stuff, or burnt down the pavilion or something. Not that I'm encouraging that item, that action. That would be a crime. That'd be criminal damage. I thought that they'd be sort of terrorist targets, but so far as I know, that hasn't been. So and now John Swinney has been very forthright in advocating for a freedom of the Palestinians, ending the genocide. There's starvation going on right now. The United Kingdom is mulling recognizing Palestine, which is long overdue. And I just found out the United Kingdom actually voted against the creation of Israel, the partition of Palestine in 1947. I hadn't even realized that there was an abstention. Say this should only go ahead once it's secured the consent of both the Arabs and the Jews in that country. And if it hasn't, can't go ahead. And partly that was to keep on side with the various countries in Araby. Remember, until 1970, the United Kingdom had troops with the Truce States, became the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Oman, Bahrain, Kuwait, and back in 1947, still had cordial relations with Iraq, the Kingdom of Transjordan, as then was, and so on. And so didn't want to lose all that. Still troops in Egypt until 1955. Anyway, so Air Force One landed on Friday, and that's him. Why should millions of pounds of taxpayers' money be spent on this guy? No, thank you. And I realize the United Kingdom is got to have a relationship with this puissant nation. We don't have to bend over backwards to please this guy. I mean, what are we going to get out of him? Better trade deals? The trade deal's already been signed. I suppose he could rip it up. There's a bit of realpolitik. I know in politics, sometimes you just have to bite your tongue or you just have to drink poison. And how revolting it is, this utterly disgustful man have to deal with him. I know that's life. And partly because they're desperate that he stays in NATO and things like that. So all these drones and helicopters causing a huge disturbance to local people, local roads are closed. So enormously inconvenient for local people, just so this absolute asshole can play golf. We can play golf somewhere else. I don't see why millions of people should be inconvenienced for the sake of him. I remember I was in Romania years ago, and the then Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, visited, and they closed some roads he could drive to the airport. Inconvenienced about 1 million people just so he was going to go to the airport anyway. If you're going to be that difficult, don't come. You take your chances to reduce the risk. There's still some risk. And actually, wait a second. If everybody knows where you're going, when you're going, isn't that your greater risk? I sometimes thought the thing is to put on a police uniform, go in an ordinary beat up police car, and nobody would think it was you. Wouldn't that be safer than everybody know where your motor car is, a motorcade is? Anyway, so he's met the Secretary of State for Scotland, Ian Murray, and so on. And the American ambassador to the United Kingdom has gone to Scotland to meet him, and so on. So he's also trying to prevent the expansion of wind power in Scotland, which is very, very popular there. So, I mean, John Swinney, obviously, he wants Trump to do what he can to stop the genocide in Gaza, but Donald Trump has said scarcely a word against it. He came in, he did briefly get a ceasefire out of Netanyahu, but then that's been lifted, and Trump is absolutely conscienceless. He's just unmoved by pity, has no human feelings towards Palestinians at all, and they're being starved to death. I mean, this is happening now. We're seeing it in real time, all these people being starved to death. And put yourself in a position of a parent in Gaza. Imagine trying to keep your children safe, to keep them happy, to tell them it'll be all right when there's death and destruction all around them, hiding in rubble. You can't allow them out to play because they'll be shot dead. And then, do you risk going to try and get flour for them? You will be shot dead yourself. And they're just living in filth. They can't even wash themselves. They can't wash their clothes. They're in pain. They're hungry. They're injured. Hospitals is just overflowing with wounded. And they've got very few drugs, very few medical instruments, or anything like that. It's absolutely horrific. And how do you keep them happy? And when is this going to end? I mean, it's just the new normal. It's been going on for 2 years. It's just gratuitous cruelty. And Trump has expedited all that, has provided the weapons, the diplomatic cover, and so on, has backed up these genocidal statements and said scarcely a word to stop it. So it really is sickening that the United Kingdom is lowering itself, bending over backwards for this sex offender. We know that he sexually abused E. Jean Carroll. That was proven in court. I know to the civil standard, not to the criminal standard, but who's more likely to be telling the truth? The most prolific liar of all time, or 16 women? So, John Swinney, shouldn't he say something about that? So much for women's rights, and I know this is the reserved matter. Swinney didn't invite him, but there he is fawning over him rather than standing up to him and denouncing him as the sick pervert that he is. So a lot of demonstrators saying just how unwelcome Donald J. Trump is. So it's a huge waste of public money. This guy should be have to largely provide his own security, his civil service details. And I don't know if they had this before. All these Gulf convoys are following him. So four US presidents have been assassinated, all of them assassinated in the United States. And all right, till the Paris peace treaties, they never went abroad during their presidential terms. So I don't think there's even been an assassination attempt that went very far against a US president outside the US. There was only once against a former US president, George H.W. Bush, when he visited in Kuwait in the early 90s. So his Secret Service people, they can provide the security. The British police shouldn't be wasting their time on him. And another thing is that then the US taxpayer can pick up the tab for that. Yeah, I remember when George W. Bush visited, the United States wanted some sort of exemption in British law to allow them to carry firearms, which presumably they got. The other one that if they killed anyone and they said it was in furtherance of protecting the president, they would have immunity from prosecution. I don't know whether they received that. How do you do that? You pass some very special law through parliament or whatever, somehow give them diplomatic immunity. Because they could have killed someone, it turns out they shouldn't have killed someone. You see how painstakingly police officers in the United Kingdom are investigated if they kill someone. And you might say that's a good thing. We don't want them killing people willy-nilly, but then it becomes the police think, well, we can't kill someone even to save the public, because then we'll be suspended for 2 years, hauled through the coals, over the coals, even if it's absolutely the right thing to do. You could still lose your career. You could be charged with murder, even acquitted. You could still lose your career, be punished for doing your duty. Anyway, he's really is a truly vile specimen. The police should be arresting him, not protecting him. But such is life. There's very little justice in this world. I mean, I'm not a left winger, as you may know. So Trump is absolutely rebarbative. But the one, if I was, sometimes I think I should be a single issue voter. and say, well, at least he is defending little children, the United States. That's the only thing he's doing. You don't want him here to keep the US president alive, just one person. Well, first of all, no, I don't want him in the United Kingdom, as I've made crystal clear, to keep the president alive. Well, I don't think we should send thousands of police officers to do so. How many millions of pounds of taxpayers' money is that over these 4 days protecting him when there's obviously this crime tsunami in the United Kingdom, when shoplifting has become the national sport? It starts to feel like, it must be a chump not to be doing it, as you can just get everything at the supermarket for free. And they're not chasing up that. And I know that's not a terribly serious crime, but really serious crimes, they just don't have time for, because they're busy keeping this absolute asshole alive. If you're that much of a scaredy cat, need that much security, don't come, stay at home. So anyway, good riddance to bad rubbish. I can't wait till he's gone.